Welcome to Horsepower to Hyperloops, Kettering University's official podcast, where we serve up a smorgasbord of fascinating people, groundbreaking ideas, and noteworthy advancements in fields as diverse as mobility, healthcare, engineering, and technology. Hi, I'm Tim Troop Noonan, host of Horsepower to Hyperloops. Today, we're jumping into our Bulldog Diaries series, in which we provide short vignettes from the history of GMI and Kettering. Our subject? What's in a name? The interesting story of how and why GMI became Kettering University. In 1982, General Motors famously divested itself of GMI. The Institute then spent the next 8 or 9 years, or more accurately, the next 30 years, scrambling to survive by attracting hundreds of corporate sponsors to replace General Motors. 9 years later, in 1991, GMI President William Cottingham retired, having brought the school through the worst of the storm and having overseen the recruitment of enough corporate sponsors to maintain GMI's cooperative model of education. That summer, Dr. James John arrived from UMass, where he had been the Dean of Engineering, to become GMI's fifth president. This was not necessarily a plum position at the time. GMI had survived, but the school's campus was uninspiring. Its infrastructure was out of date, and routine maintenance had been deferred for years. With a mere 3 buildings tucked between aging manufacturing and retail facilities, one trustee said GMI looked like, quote, a school run by a factory. Even more concerning was the fact that the endowment was a mere $9 million, and operating income was hence paltry, forcing the board to ratchet up tuition more than anyone wanted to. One of President John's very first actions that fall of 1991 was to set up a committee to explore the feasibility of a capital campaign to make up some of this financial shortfall. After appropriate study and planning, the goal for the campaign for GMI, as it came to be called, was set at $60 million, with $20 million earmarked for endowment, $26 million for equipment, reconstruction, and renovations, $2 million for faculty development, and $12 million for program enhancements. Unfortunately, 6.5 years later, in early 1997, about when the campaign was supposed to be declaring victory, it was less than halfway to its goal, with only $25 million given or pledged. Much less than that was actually in hand, and one of the big early gifts was from Jim John himself for a new athletic center. Behind the eight ball, John started thinking outside the box and came to the conclusion that a name change for the school would be a boon to fundraising. Sidebar. Many people think that the General Motors Institute, or GMI, the name for which the school was best known during most of the 20th century, was the school's original name, and that Kettering was its second. In fact, GMI was the school's fourth name, and Kettering University the sixth. The school had been founded in October of 1919 by the Industrial Fellowship of Flint, a sort of cooperative of local automotive manufacturers, as a worker training program called the School of Automotive Trades. In 1923, the name was changed to the Flint Institute of Technology. 3 years later, in 1926, FIT was acquired by General Motors and renamed the General Motors Institute of Technology. In 1932, that name was shortened to the General Motors Institute, its fourth name in 13 years. That name held for 50 years until 1992, when General Motors spun off GMI, now long since a four-year college. At that point, the school assumed the name of GMI Engineering and Management Institute, or GMI-EMI for short, though that wasn't really too short. Somewhat oddly, the letters GMI in this new name now stood for precisely nothing at all, as the school was no longer affiliated with GM. The letters were retained for familiarity and continuity with the old name. The name GMI EMI turned out to be one of those ideas that looked good on paper but didn't turn out too well. Almost no one liked the awkward and half-meaningless GMI EMI moniker, which was confusing and rarely used in its entirety. Everyone still simply called the school GMI, which pretty much defeated the purpose of the 1982 decision to alter the name in the first place. Back to the main story, 1997. President John believed, probably correctly, that because the name GMI-EMI did not effectively expunge the ghost of General Motors, the Fords and Chryslers of the world, not to mention other companies, were loath to make gifts to a school that seemed linked to their competitor. And while GM was still sponsoring some students, the numbers were shrinking, so the tenuous connection that remained after the 1982 split was growing ever fainter. The right name, John felt, would eliminate these problems and replace them with prestige, national recognition, and publicity. Essentially on his own, he decided that something evoking Charles F. Kettering, founder of Delco and later head of research at GM, would carry the right message. Kettering had not only been a very strong supporter of both GMI and cooperative education in the early days of the school, but he was an inventor, one of the great engineering minds of the early 20th century. Consequently, in addition to the very strong historical connection, the Kettering brand was almost synonymous with creativity and innovation, excellent ideals for an engineering school. Still operating essentially on his own, in mid-1997, John traveled to Dayton, Ohio, to speak with the Kettering family, and specifically family matriarch Virginia Kettering, Charles F. Kettering's daughter-in-law, and the head of the Kettering Family Foundation. John wanted to explore whether the family would be willing to allow the school to be renamed Kettering University. There was a connection already. At the time, the Kettering Family Foundation was providing a few GMI scholarships to students from Ohio, in whose honor Virginia Kettering held an annual dinner in Dayton. As talks matured, John asked GMI trustee J.T. Battenberg, GMI class of 1966, to join the discussions. On the other side of the table, Virginia's grandson, Charlie Kettering, also the great-grandson of Charles F. Kettering and a former educator, began to play a significant role in advising his grandmother and serving as a liaison to other Kettering family members. Both Battenberg and Charlie Kettering were strong supporters of the idea, and GMI-EMI's cooperative model was very appealing to the Ketterings, and one of the reasons they sponsored Ohio students to attend the school. Within weeks, the family agreed to President John's proposal. By early September 1997, the entire GMI-EMI board was brought into the discussion, and in October, by unanimous vote, the board amended the Articles of Incorporation to reflect the change to the new name, Kettering University. A Chicago public relations firm was retained to help with the transition. Shortly thereafter, in mid-October, the news went public. A press conference was held in Flint, and later in the day, a second press conference and reception and dinner was held for the Kettering family and invited guests in Dayton. Charlie Kettering's role as a major link to the Kettering family and family foundation solidified, and Jim John subsequently put him on the board. Charlie Kettering served Kettering University for many years and eventually became chair. Now, there was another element to the new name that's often lost in the shuffle, the designation of the school as a university. Dr. John had pointed out during the October board meeting that the Institute had the right to adopt this designation because the school offered multiple graduate programs. Because the term university has a far more academic and philanthropic weight than the term institute, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs John Lorenz, among numerous others, predicted that the change from institute to university would eventually be far more significant than that from GMI to Kettering. Also of significance was the fact that the new Kettering University would enjoy a future as a beneficiary of future income from the corpus of the Kettering Family Foundation. On January 1st, 1998, about 7 or 8 months after Jim John had come up with the idea, the original School of Automotive Trades, and most recently, GMI-EMI, underwent its fifth name change and became Kettering University. Join us again to hear Kettering University's podcast, Horsepower to Hyperloops, available from wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks for listening.